The first step that God did in correcting man's problem with authority was he submitted to that authority himself. What did he submit to? He submitted to the law that pertains to the authority that he had established before for the physical creation that he made. Look at the text. What he did is that first thing he did, he voluntarily came into the world physically as a baby. He didn't have to do that. But he set a law in place that every human being had to be born that way, and he could not violate his own law. So he submitted to his own law, came into the world as a baby through the womb of a woman, just like every one of us did. You know, so this thing about, you know, Jesus did it because, you know, he was the Son of God. No, he came and did that. He came under the same rules and regulation that we came under. Look what the second thing he did. He was born under law. Look at the text. He wasn't born above the law. He was born under the law, so that even though he himself had instituted the law for the Israelite, he was subject to the same regulation and requirements. He had no shortcuts. And I don't understand why the church always want to get a shortcut. And by now we should know that shortcuts don't work. Have you ever tried to get somewhere and taken a shortcut and got lost? You were in worse shape than if you would have stayed on the road and drive that extra 2 hours. Turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 3. Watch this. I want to show you about Jesus' ministry, how Jesus had to submit. Because I know that a lot of times we say, well, when we talk about Old Testament, how the people in the Old Testament had to submit, and sometimes we say, well, you know, that was then, but I'm New Testament. Well, I want to show you something concerning Jesus' life in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 3, starting at verse 13, watch what it says. It says, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Chapter 4, verse 1 said, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Jesus' submission to authority was his inauguration of his ministry. You know, when Obama got ready to walk into office, he had an inauguration. Guess what? They had somebody else that was in authority that had to place him in the office. Jesus, before he could start his ministry, he had to be inaugurated into his ministry. If we want to be all that we were born to be, we need to understand what Jesus knew about authority and how he responded to it. Watch this. From Galilee, you're talking about he left from Galilee, going to Jordan, the Jordan River. From Galilee to the Jordan River was about 70 to 80 miles. Now, that would take more than a week walking. And he didn't have no clear road because he was walking on rocks and hills. Jesus didn't come for a casual visit. No, he came looking for John. I know that many people experience with authority have been negative. It's been negative. But now they're weary of it. They're weary of authority. They're weary of submitting to a pastor. They're weary of submitting to a church. All they want to do is they just want to go from one church to the next church and believe that you're going to be able to start your ministry. Baby, I'm sorry to tell you that you will not be launched into your ministry like that. You're not going anywhere. You are spinning your wheel. You're going to hear a good word. You're going to get a word in your belly, and you'll never have a place to release it. It will be just like what Isaiah said, being pregnant and have no strength to push. I remember before I accept my call to preach the gospel, I was a deacon in the church, and people would call me and ask me to come and speak, and hey, that was good for me. And then when God called me to preach the gospel, I told God, I said, I don't need to do that. I said, I'm fine doing what I'm doing. You know, people call me, I get a chance to release. God dried up the well. I stopped getting any engagement to speak anywhere. And I want to tell you, it's when you're like that, it's just like a woman that has carried her baby and it's past 9 months. Past 9 months, and the water does not break. Do you know what that means? That means that she's in danger of losing her life and the baby life. So whenever you are walking and you are not walking in authority, you are in danger of losing your life and the vision that God has given you. Your baby will die. See, but when you submit to true authority, see, you got to understand, true authority is desirable and essential for your life. Look at Jesus. Jesus went looking for what we try to avoid. He walked 70 to 80 miles to submit. We run away from submission. See, he was requesting things that we are suspicious of. I'm suspicious of a man that's up there in authority. I don't know if he's trying to take advantage of me. But Jesus walked 70 to 80 miles to submit. I'm talking about the Son of God. He sought John the Baptist and asked him to baptize him. He says, I want to submit under your authority. It's in the text. Watch this. On 13 and 14, watch what John says. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper, it's fitting for us to do this thing, do this to fulfill all righteousness. All righteousness means all right standing. It means positioning. Authority positions you. Jesus was saying that it was necessary for him to be in proper relationship with the authority of God.